Should we talk about P-Dog's shoes? Yeah. Why does everyone hate on them? Let us know in the comments what you guys think about P-Dog's shoes. Will you lift them up?
Wait, hold on.
Keep the feet not there.
Yeah, let's put your Venmo up first.
Yeah. No.
What's
free
your Venmo?
Feet. Here, block the feet, and then show them the shoes.
Will you blur my toes?
I can blur your toes, yeah.
Keep them under the table. Look at those. Those are Birkenstocks, but they're fully covered.
Covering the toes
because no free toes.
For years.
Yeah.
All my friends did.
Every girl did.
At Birkenstocks. They were like.
Those were really popular when you weren't born yet.
Off-brand Birkenstocks because they're too expensive.
So then it's repeating itself.
Like every single style is repeating itself right now. Have you guys gone into Hollister, American Eagle?
I worked at Hollister, fun fact.
You did?
Yeah, but I was too ugly. I had to work in the back. They're like, hey, you can work here, but you have to work in the back and you have to fold clothes.
I was like, okay. You're not
allowed to come out.
I was like, but I want to be shirtless getting paid $100 an hour to stand in the front. And they're like,
Yeah, you remember those guys, right?
Yeah.
Are you old enough for that? You are?
Abercrombie.
Yeah.
It was great.
Yeah. Dude, they literally all the styles of clothes are all 90s whitewash or whatever for Abercrombie, Hollister, all that stuff. I'm like, nice. Now I get to like feel like myself again. I'm stuck in the 90s.
Very stuck. You're stuck in the 90s.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I mean,
thank you.
You weren't very old in the 90s. I mean, you're born in 93, so.
Yeah, so I was 7.
So you were wearing
the
same thing when you were 4 years old.
You should see pictures of me when I was like 9 years old. Sagged pants down to my knees.
You're kidding.
Big JNCO jeans.
Oh my gosh.
Echo.
If I sagged my pants, my parents would get so upset.
My dad did.
Pull your pants up and put a belt on. I was like, but it's cool.
It's super cool. Soulja Boy does it.
Yeah.
Do you know who Soulja Boy is?
My mentor.
Yeah. Soulja Boy was my mentor. Yeah.
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 Elementary
school. I was a freshman in college when that came out.
Nice.
That song.
Crank that.
Yeah.
Crank that.
No.
Yes, I was. Freshman college.
You are old. Jeez.
Wow.
Yeah.
You were cranking
Wait,
that in the
were
womb.
You born in?
I was also born in 93.
What day is your birthday?
August 1st.
Oh,
it's coming
so
up.
You're a couple months older.
Yeah. I'm going to be an old man, 31. How do you feel about that?
I don't feel old until I hang out with people who are younger than me. Obviously. But like,
yeah.
So my cousin, she just graduated high school a year ago. And it's like, you're a baby. No,
yeah.
You can't drive and like talk to boys. You're not allowed. And she's in college. So when we go to like family dinner and she's there, I hear them talk and I'm like, this is what I sounded like? Is this what I sounded like? I was also 17 or 18 years old. And then I also remember that I met my wife when I was 17. And I was like, no wonder people looked at us funny when we were like, yeah, we love each other. We're still together though. So
yeah. So you really did love each other.
We really did love each other.
Yeah.
But I can see now how people were like, yeah, okay, you guys actually like each other. Because now I see them and I'm like, you don't know what you're talking about. You're so young. But
I think it's also different when you grow up with somebody, like you view them as always younger. But it's different if you're around random younger people.
Yeah.
And you're like, I really hope I don't sound like these people.
I probably still do. I'll probably turn 40 and be like, I can't believe I was thinking about these things or talking about this when I was 30. And it'll probably happen forever. Is that how you guys feel?
Yeah, I don't know. I feel like
22, so.
The best meme that I've seen recently, like one of the best ones was like, nothing is worse than the Facebook post I made in 2010 or whatever. I'm like, this is the truest.
Do you guys know Kiefer from Underdogs?
Yeah, he's been reposting all of this. Like old Facebook, what are they called?
Facebook posts.
Yeah, just
they're hilarious.
Yeah,
I don't know. You guys ever heard of this social media? It's from like a long time ago. It's like Facebook. I don't know if you've ever heard of it. They post it on their wall.
But no, but it would say so whenever it like prompts you to post something, it says like share what you're feeling or something.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Status.
Facebook status.
You would post like different statuses or whatever. And it would be like headed to the gym or something. Yeah. And he's been reposting.
That was MySpace too. MySpace was your away message, right? Is that what it was called?
I don't remember.
I think it was called away message. And you got to customize your page by like putting a song. Mm. So like people knew if you were upset because you'd put a sad song on it.
Or you're fighting with somebody because you'd remove them off your top eight.
Yeah. Ooh. Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
Also, like backtrack. Every time I see, like, from 11 years ago, you posted this on Facebook, I delete it.
Same.
I'm like, oh, my God. This never needs to be seen again.
There's
but shout out Kiefer for posting because they're hilarious.
It's so funny.
Definitely some stuff on Facebook on accounts that I can't even get on that I'm like, oh, man, wait until somebody gets a hold of that. That's not going to be super good.
What were you going to say? I interrupted somebody.
There used to be this thing called Ask FM. Do you remember this?
Mm.
So it's like anonymous and you can ask other people questions and you don't know where they're coming from, like who they're coming from.
So real quick, so like it's just a bunch of questions and you can answer the question?
Yeah, you can go onto other people's profiles and be like, so who are you dating?
Like a Reddit.
Oh, but you would, it would be like, this is Paulina's profile.
Yeah.
But then the questions would come from people that are anonymous.
Yeah, and you can have friends with.
I have never heard of this.
You could be like friends with other people. And so you could go onto your feed and see what other people are being asked. And in middle school, we would do this. And it was just like.
So this is 2 years ago?
10. You could go on and like look at what other people are asking or whatever. And these people, like, we would be so mean to each other. Yeah. And then we would want to find out, like, who.
Oh, I can't believe who said
I
that.
I know who said that. You, like, text somebody and be like, oh, I think this person, like, asked this question for this reason. I don't know.
Drama. Yeah. Drama. Drama fuels so, everything.
Yeah. It's interesting.
Love is Blind. People watch Love is Blind because the drama.
Yeah.
Right? You're not investing in those people. You're like, what are they going to do? That's crazy.
Yeah.
How am I going to feel good about my relationship now watching this?
Dude, that kind of stuff gets me so upset that people like are into it. I'm like,
well, have you watched it? It's like sugar.
Mm-mm.
You watch like one clip and you're like, wait, yeah. What did she say? You're watching this, right? No, what this is like? Trash. This is trash. It's all those memes, right? And it's like, my husband says he's not interested in the show. And then it's like the husband behind the couch, like, I can't believe she would say that. Honestly, she's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, you take somebody's side.
Because it's like, the scientists make our food for it to be delicious so we consume a bunch. It's just junk food. That's like junk food for your brain. Your brain is like, ooh, that's interesting. Drama. I like it. Let me consume the entire season. So I just can't even start it.
Yeah.
Or else you watch every episode.
Do you guys like get into shows? Paulie, you're a show person for sure. You like to watch shows.
I find shows that I like. And then I watch them over and over again. Like,
yeah.
I was actually talking to somebody about this. Yeah, I was talking to somebody about this last weekend. And, for example, Last Dance about Michael Jordan.
Mm.
I've seen that.
What is that? Is it a movie or a show?
It's a show.
You're really out of the loop here, man.
I don't watch any TV. Yeah. Zero.
It's a docuseries. Okay, to be fair, though, I watch more podcasts.
Like yeah.
From comedians. And that's what I spend my time doing when I'm not at the gym.
Podcasts.
Yeah.
Yeah. Which one do you like? You like Andrew Schulz?
I like him, but I don't really watch him.
You know what? I get invested in drama too, actually, now that I'm like thinking about it. Yeah. Sorry to cut you off. But because like I was invested in the whole Andrew Schulz thing, why people were like mad at him.
I didn't.
Or was it him? No, it's who's that like kind of chubby dude that got popular?
Shane Gillis.
Yeah.
Well, you know, it's funny. You know, like, he was hired for SNL.
Yeah.
And he was writing for them for about a week and then got fired.
Mm-hmm.
And then he was on a few weeks ago.
On SNL?
As a guest.
No way.
Yeah, like, he hosted it.
Wow.
Yeah. So
I didn't know nothing.
Turnaround.
That's like one of the things that I do know.
The comeback.
Yeah. Everybody keeps saying that the Rogan sphere is like dying. All those dudes, Schulz, and then Tom Segura, and who's the other guy?
I have multiple hundreds of millions of dollars, and they don't care.
Yeah,
no, like all the popular comedians are in that sphere.
No, like podcast wise, people are saying like their stuff is just going downhill. Like the content's getting bad.
Oh, I wonder if it's at a point where they think that regardless of what we post, it's going to get views. Like us right now.
Yeah.
Is this going to get any views? Maybe two. Maybe
I three. Hope so. Dude, what's funny about that?
We got four. To...
At least four people are going to view this, and it's us. And shout out my mom for watching this. I don't like when you curse so much. Sorry, Mom.
No, what's funny about that, though, is I have recently been finding out that our podcasts with people, like guests, they do not do anywhere near what just our podcasts together do.
Mm. Which I don't understand why, because I just sit there awkwardly half the time. So.
And then I just yell about things.
So everyone just wants to hear Justin talk.
Just yelling?
Yeah. Well, maybe they like hearing you talk, and when you have guests on, like me, they interrupt you and talk instead.
Yeah, but there's interesting people. You know,
it just seems like people like podcasts that you're just like shooting the shit instead of like interviewing someone.
You can probably also get more invested into like
I was just gonna give you this one.
The two of you than being like a random person comes onto the podcast and they're like, I have no interest in watching this person.
I have another theory though too, and Roll, I guess you'd probably be the person to ask, how many of these big influencers that are big influencers do you think actually have that many followers? Like real followers.
Oh, this is funny. So, no, this is... Okay, so I started doing content for real estate and lending at Don't Buy Real Estate. Go check it out.
And then you bought followers for the page?
No, okay, so we have been... I won't name any names or like go into detail, but a lot of these people that on the outside seem like they have 200,000 followers, they have those many followers, but then you go in their comments or you go and see the activity on their page. I don't know. I do know. I do know. This is what's happening. They're posting consistently. Some of them do make a lot of money, but they don't want to spend the time growing, and they don't want to spend time creating content and curating content that is going to bring followers. So either... There's a few ways that you can do it. You can just buy followers, make it look good, and then sell a product or a service. And the few people that do end up following you will have more like trust. Mm-hmm. And a vast majority of the people consuming content, social media, they don't know like what to look for to see if this is real. Is this fake? Whatever. Or they will just spend so much money boosting these posts to get out to anybody. And you're seeing all of these sponsored ads. And people will follow through that. So you might have this big following, but they're not really invested in what you're doing. But if you have a storefront that looks magnificent, storefront being like your page, people might trust to like, he must know what he's doing. He must know how to do real estate or whatever the service or product that they're selling is. I will spend $5,000 to go to their mastermind or whatever it might be. Mm. So a lot of these big influencers, again, depending on your like what you're watching and consuming, but in the real estate world, it seems like a lot of these people are not actually that big or that popular.
There's a lot
but they
of
they are making money. You know, you like they have potential good content and know what they're doing, but they don't know the social side. So they buy the following or they buy ads and then they sell a product or service for a lot of money. Does that make is it my
yeah, you're saying
full circle there or not?
You're saying that they're making a lot of money via real estate, not Instagram.
Yeah, well, they go and they You see them all the time, right? They're like, yeah, I do real estate. I do, you know, we did $1 billion in sales last year. And so how I have a successful relationship and how I stay in shape, blah, blah, blah. And you're like, okay, well, you don't really know anything about that, but you're saying that to get content.
Yeah.
Teach me about real estate instead. But they don't teach you about real estate. They go, buy my $5,000 course on how to sell homes and flip homes and come to my mastermind with all these other influencers who buy their followers and look like they're doing crazy stuff. And now we get you here and then they just sell you on another course that's $10,000 and they send you it. It's like a pyramid scheme, essentially.
There's this one really corny dude who, gosh, what's it? I don't know. He's a real estate guy, but you go on his page and he's talking to you about like his bodybuilding prep that he's doing. And he's taking like 100 vitamins. And then he'll start a video with like a lump sum of cash and then not talk about real estate at all.
I always found that it's really, really interesting to me. Why would you create a page that's supposed to like you want to promote your product or service and it's either real estate or it's lending or entrepreneurship or whatever, but you talk about something that you don't know anything about or something that you're not really invested in. Like I stay in shape. I wake up at 3 a.m. You don't need to sleep 8 hours. You're on TRT. You're spending lots and lots of money on getting IVs, injections, etc. just let the people who really care about health and wellness talk about health and wellness. I want you to teach me how to make money. That's, I would consume more content if that's what it was.
Yeah, that's literally what that guy is too. He like, he talks, like his morning routine was ridiculous. He's like, I wake up at 3:30 every day. I go to the gym. I have meditation time. Then me and my wife have time where we're on treadmills together. That's our time.
I know who you're talking about.
I'm like, oh my gosh, dude. If this is the advice that you're giving somebody who's broke trying to make money, like, yeah, it's impossible. They can never do
that. Somebody who's not making money is like, I wake up and I go to work.
Yeah.
For 12 hours a day.
Yeah.
Alex Hormozi is a guy who's like, you don't need a morning routine.
Yeah. And well, he doesn't yell. He goes like,
yeah.
Yeah.
Well, just wake up and work.
Well, you know I'm yelling because I'm me.
Work and work more.
Yeah.
you're like, yeah. That
yeah.
makes sense.
I think that's why his content works so good, though.
Yeah. I'm just joshing her. We're friends.
She's from Wisconsin, so she just screams at her.
She has no accent, though.
Yeah.
No, I think
you're right.
Yeah, I don't. There's also something like attractive about that, though, for an average person who doesn't have what this person is talking about. So they can look at that and go, I just really want what he has, even if it may not be real. They're like, I just don't want to be doing what I'm doing.
Wait, are you talking about the wicked morning routine guy or Alex Hormozi?
Yeah, I mean any of these like influential people who are really big, and it's easy to make a minute video that looks really cool about what you do.
Do you?
But it's, and like for the average person, they're like, it's somewhat motivating.
Do you think, though, that that's what their morning routine looked like when they had no money in the bank?
No, not at all.
Which is, wouldn't you want that? I want the blueprint and the road you took, not what you're doing now. Yeah. I don't care what you're doing now when you're making $100 million, right? Well, or $1 million a month.
Yeah, you're making that much money. You have all the time in the world. Like, you have your time. You bought your time back. Like.
Yeah.
But you know this. Like, the average person doesn't know that. You know that's not real.
It's just entertainment.
What I'm saying is I feel like they would have real followers if they did that. They went, hey, guys, when I was, 20 and starting out, I didn't do ice plunge and I didn't wake up at 3 and I wasn't married yet. And I was literally working 18 hours a day and I didn't really sleep very much, which isn't recommended, but this is how I did it.
Yeah.
And if you lack sleep, you're going to get sick often, but I needed to stay awake because I didn't have the money to pay someone else to do the part that, right? I feel like that would be more motivating.
Yeah.
And you see sometimes I post stuff that gets a ton of views and it does really well because it's real and resonates. And then you see the other stuff that's fluff and you see that it doesn't do well. And then I question on like, who is helping them with their social or like helping, like posting these things, because they're not doing, they can clearly see what's doing well. Just keep doing that. Like, I don't know.
But I also think that people just want to see the hardcore stuff to like feel hardcore themselves a little bit. Like
the hustle grind.
Yeah, kind of like what you were saying. Like,
it's
like
attractive.
It's attractive.
Like,
yeah.
I want to work hard. Like, I want to feel like.
I want to wake up at 3:30. But then you realize after like 3 days, like, you can't do it.
When you've been sick twice in the same month.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yo, yeah. That took NyQuil 14 days this month.
Yeah. Hustling's cool and the hustle culture is cool, but I think that there's too many like routine things that people are trying to make part of like hustling and making money that like have literally nothing to do with making money. Like if you take a 3 to 5 minute ice bath, that's not going to guarantee you five more dollars in your bank account either.
Yeah. What's crazy to me is I think people are going, this is what you need to do rather than this is what works for me, but it's not the only way to get it done. Now, I feel like that's a huge misconception.
Yeah.
How P-Dog gets her competitive career started in CrossFit is going to be different than somebody else did. Doesn't mean one works better or worse than the other. It might be based on what your needs, your goals, etc.
Mm.
No, maybe.
Yeah. No, yeah, I agree. Yeah. I think
No,
go ahead.
It's also harder to be more authentic than it is to post something quick and be like, you should buy this, blah, 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 you know?
Well, because people want to get the following.
Yeah.
So they got to post something hardcore.
Yeah.
But like those people who have a fast come up also have a really fast come down a lot of times. Like you'll see their initial stuff has a lot of engagement. Besides all that stuff, right? Because like I think that's true. But what my whole point to that whole thing is like some of these people, I'm hesitating even putting out content with some other creators or whatever because I'm like, our content does really well. And when I do stuff with people who like I think this stuff is going to do well, it's like it just doesn't at all. So what's the point of doing it with other people when I know the content that I want to put out. I don't want to interview somebody. I want, like, this is cool because we're having just a normal conversation. You know what I mean? But a lot of times too, and you can probably speak to this as well, because I think personally that you are exactly how you are in your memes. And what's funny about that is that you're making comedy and you're actually like that. But then there's some people that I talk to. But yeah, but then there's...
See, I told you, Josh. Idiot.
But then there's some people who, for me, it's been like pulling freaking teeth to have a conversation with them on a podcast, where then I do turn into an interviewer and everybody's like, you asked really good question. I'm like, that's not the point. I didn't want to ask you any freaking questions. Like, like I made me do that.
I want to pause from what you said. Was I feel like so many people do this.
Can you just check the lighting real quick?
They post a lot. They see. Uh-oh.
Oh.
I wonder if the audio is bad the whole time. Guess we'll see.
We'll see, yeah.
Should we check it?
It's going to be for sure okay now. How far out was it?
Not too far.
It's probably
fine. Just wasn't like.
It just wasn't clipped in. Oh, we're good.
We're good?
Yeah, we're probably good. Otherwise, I'll rip it from here every time you talk.
Okay.
Yeah.
So many people will post a ton, and then they don't look at what they're posting to see what's working and change what they're doing.
Yeah.
So what I always tell people, this is what I did. I posted what I wanted to post, not what I think would work. From those posts, whichever did the best, I would do more of that. If I ever got tired of doing those things, I would then post whatever I want. Look what's doing the best. Focus on that. And I just continue to do that. So you're posting, you're noticing that the podcasts that you do with you and Heather are doing the best. We need to figure out why. Why are those doing the best? And can you implement that when you meet up with people?
Yeah.
Because it might be how you're approaching, hey, I'm here with P-Dog, blah, blah, blah. And people don't want to see that.
Yeah.
People might want to see just a conversation or your daily stream of consciousness. So maybe you start the day with that and you have a conversation with P-Dog. And then people might comment, who the fuck is P-Dog?
Right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
Then you could have a follow-up where it's like, hey, guys, some of you asked about Paulina and you're wondering who the heck she is. This is who she is. A little blurb about her. Let's hear her stream of consciousness and have a conversation.
Yeah.
And then you look at your analytics, you look at your YouTube, you see the spikes, you see the drops, you see which videos did the best, why they did the best. You curate a podcast based on those things. You do it again. You see which ones do the best. You do it again. You see which ones do the best. You do it again. You see which ones do the best. And eventually you make a podcast where you know exactly what to say, when to say it, how to edit, when to cut, what to post on Instagram, what to post on YouTube. And now you're getting way more views, way more engagement, and people are interested in the people you're bringing on because you did what they wanted, what they wanted to see.
Yeah, the Instagram thing's a tricky one. On YouTube, I think it's because it's longer form content, and what I think people are interested in is like seeing the development of relationships or like what are these people going through every single day, as opposed to the random guests. You're not going to get that from. They're going to be like, oh, there's a guest again. I'm not invested in them. I don't know anything about their life. So, like, our podcasts on average have been doing, I don't know, like on YouTube over 200 views, which has been good,
really good.
For how many followers we have. I think that's pretty good. But I think that's because, like, yeah, people want to hear our daily stream of consciousness. Like, what is going on in your head today? As opposed to, dude, when Justin sits down with these people and they just don't talk and he has to come up with these silly questions on the fly, like it's hard for me to even edit it because I'm like, oh my God, dude, would you just say something?
Yeah.
Like, which is insane because, again, like seeing people on their social media and it's crazy. I mean, how many people have you and you actually, because you're the one who actually talks to a lot of these people too, right? Mm-hmm. Through Paper Street.
No, I don't do anything on social media.
No, but don't you talk to some of the influencers or the athletes?
Person?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how often do you guys have interactions with people that like you see on social media, like, oh wow, you seem like a really cool, outgoing person, and then boom, it's like they're off.
I don't know if it's off socially awkward or just our expectation because of the people we surround ourselves with are people who like to have deep conversations, who care, who read and bring new ideas. And then there's people who I feel like are shy or maybe haven't learned or haven't listened to How to Win Friends and Influence People. I've read books on how to have a conversation with somebody and you have to go out and practice. And I feel like a lot of those people just don't practice because they're so focused on whatever they might be doing. So then you end up being like, hey, how's it going? And then The challenging part is I don't want to be annoying and I don't want to be a nuisance to this person. However, are they wanting me to carry this conversation? Are they not interested at all in what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So then you end up in this weird situation where you're like, oh, hey, how's it going? It's so nice to meet you. Okay, now do they want to stay here? Do they want to continue having this conversation?
Yeah.
Do they want to be at this booth? Do they want to have people come take pictures with them? And you're like, okay, I can keep this conversation going, but I'm not sure if they're interested. So then you might just be like, all right, well, you know, cool, so much. Good talking with you.
It's like, going to hurt both of us.
And then you kind of like pull away slightly to see if they re-engage. And if like, okay, they are interested in talking, they just aren't really sure what to say or how to say it. And if you, again, haven't practiced those things, it would be, you're wearing a Proven shirt. That's nice. Did you go to their grand opening? And you open up the conversation. But if I don't know anything and I'm like, hey, what's up, Justin? Good to meet you. I opened nothing. Like, there's nothing to go out from there. So now it's just like, oh, well, I've seen you on social. You work out a lot. Yeah.
But then that goes into, how's the weather today? Have you been enjoying it?
Well, that's a legitimate question, okay?
Don't even. I hate when that comes up because I'm like, you're wasting my time.
Yeah. We have both been outside today.
Yeah. I'll talk to my parents on the phone and like the first thing they'll say is like, how's the weather? I'm like, are we really doing this? We could be talking about anything else and you're asking me about the weather? It makes me so
mad. What are they? Do they? How close?
New York.
I mean, I guess they don't live in the same place, right? So it's just been like, how has the weather been?
And
there?
That's like a mom and dad thing to do.
A what?
A mom and dad thing to do. They like ask weird stuff like that, I feel like.
I just would so much, even with other people, I would just so much rather have a better conversation. Literally walk up to me and be like, what's your take on death? And oh, I would be like, let's go.
Yeah. I'd be like, I just don't think people know how or what or if it's okay or if it's not okay. So and they might be nervous, too. So I don't know. I think it's just a practice thing. It's like with anything.
I think that you are on another level with communicating with people. And again, sometimes you forget that not everybody is that way
today with the question to Tia.
Oh my god. this is one thing with new people. It's like you don't want to like just take immediately. You want to have a conversation and you don't want to ask immediately like the juicy information.
The way that I go about talking to anyone is that they are like somebody that I've already known for a long time.
Yeah,
like I don't know. I like to, I'd rather get some of that stuff out of the way right away to see if we can even like jive together.
Yeah.
Than to like do the thing where I'm like trying to win your friendship.
I feel
you know what I'm saying.
The first time that I went to go hang out with Justin at the gym he worked at, he kept me outside in 45 degree weather for like 45 minutes asking me questions about myself.
I was trying to smash.
Oh my gosh.
Just question, question, question. I'm like, God. And I remember even texting you afterwards, like, you could let me have, like, do some of the questioning next time or something.
An interrogation.
It was like.
Also, comment down below really quickly if you think Heather has an accent or doesn't.
Yeah, she does for sure.
Vote yes or no.
Yeah.
Yes or no?
I agree with you heavily on the How to Win Friends and Influence People because...
Have you read the book?
I read the book.
That's why he did...
I read it too.
It's that, why he did exactly what...
It is.
He wants you to be...
I was literally just going to say that.
The book, yeah.
I read that book and then I realized that like conversing with people really is a skill and understanding like how like body language and how people react to certain things and like how your body language affects other people's moods and they affects how they respond to you and stuff. Right. And so, I did ask you 1,000 questions. However, you didn't talk very much. So I'm like asking her questions,
it was like
kind of
pulling questions out.
Yeah.
And then there's no response.
Yeah. That which
is really challenging to have a conversation when you're like, hey, you know, what do you spend most of your day doing?
Yeah.
Cause you don't want to be like, what's your job? Boring. What do you spend most of your day doing, right? And then they, oh, I spend a lot of time at the gym and I do this.
And
ask me a question.
Right.
After that.
But like,
go.
But like, with dating though too. But with dating though too, it's tough. It's okay. With dating, it's difficult too because girls are getting asked 1,000 questions by 1,000 guys. Right. So like,
this is not my area of expertise. I've been with my wife since I was 17.
Yeah, I guess. Well, so
I mean, that's if the guy knows how to talk.
What do you mean?
I've done a lot of the interviewing.
Yeah, I guess. So
B-Dog's like, so what do you snatch? 185? Next.
Wait, and so what did you think about those guys that you had to ask all the questions to?
It never works.
Right, exactly. Yeah. So that's kind of the point that I'm making too, right? Is that like you have to be kind of like forward about how you're talking with chicks when you're dating them or you're trying to figure out if you like them or not, instead of just kind of letting the conversation dwindle and hoping that you guys make the conversation, right? Like you got to kind of take charge of it.
But it also, I think this is part of my issue of like wasting my time, is that I just want to like learn these things quick about like what you're about.
Yeah.
That way, yeah, after the first date or whatever it may be, I know for a fact if this is going to work or not.
Yeah. Well, I don't know. I feel it takes patience on both sides. This is not dating. This is just regular, like, yeah, like human relationship, friendships. Sometimes that person doesn't know how to have a conversation or whatever. And if you spend the time being like, oh, the weather's been good, whatever, and they start opening up, and then you have a good conversation and you go, hey, I just want to let you know, I enjoyed the second half of that. The first half, super unnecessary. And they know for next time. The same as somebody comes in a gym and they're like, I've never worked out. And you start working out and they start getting the hang of things. And you're like, hey, that was good. I like that. Let's keep doing that more often. Mm-hmm. Not focusing on this stuff. It, again, like if it really is a skill, then it is something that has to be practiced.
Mm-hmm.
You have to learn how to, learn the alphabet, then learn words, then learn sentences, then be able to have a conversation for however long it might be that is interesting to you, interesting to them, you know?
Yeah, and I don't think that a lot of people do practice the skill of talking to strangers.
People stay often. Inside all yeah. the time on social media and just comment mean things. Oh my God. Why would you post that? It's really mean.
Should we talk about that?
No.
No.
No. No.
Yeah.
Come, come have a conversation.
Yeah. Yeah.
Come
yeah.
have a conversation.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. No. Yeah. I agree. 100%. Yeah. I think when I talk to people a lot of times, I just want to get a lot of the things out of the way right away. You know, I don't want to like kind of like the same thing that you're talking about is like, yeah, I'm going to ask you 1,000 questions because if I don't mess with you at all right off the bat, I know, you know, yeah. I got it done in 10 minutes. So now I know whether I should waste any time yeah. talking yeah. to you.
And it gives you a foundation of what you know you can talk about.
Yeah.
Because you too. Can read people on mm-hmm. what they actually enjoy talking about, what they do in their free time, whatever. So, you know, okay, I have a span of basically all of these things that these people enjoy doing.
Mm-hmm.
So I can talk to them. And you kind of keep that in your head and go, I know this person from this thing. I can talk to you. I can come talk to you about CrossFit. Whereas I can go talk to my other friends about something maybe, I don't know, comedy related or...
Memes.
Yeah.
Memes.
Yeah. Memes or, yeah, science related. I don't yeah. know, you know? So,
yeah,
it's just like a...
Do you think it's a lack of patience for you guys, though? Like, not putting up with those first questions? You're like, I want to get to know you in 5 seconds. Tell me what is the meaning of life and you know, what are your political views? And what is your religion? And what do you believe in God? And then it's like...
Yeah.
Well, let's... How about, like, you know... How old are you? Where'd you grow up? Tell me a little bit about your background. You know, I don't know.
It may also, it's also a big part of it is just vibes.
Yeah.
For sure. I mean, yeah. Let's be honest. I'm not going to talk to you if the vibes are down.
Yeah. 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 Right? Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, our friendship started at an event and obviously,
not friends. You're paying me to be here.
paying you to be on somebody else's podcast.
Thanks for paying them for us. Thank you. It's a hefty bill.
Yeah. I lost my train of thought.
I'm sorry. Sorry about that.
Is it patience?
How's the weather, though?
How's the weather? But yeah, I think every relationship starts the same way. I obviously didn't really know who you were beforehand. And so we figured, like, you figure each other out. But you know pretty fast if you're gonna, you know, if you're gonna be friends with that person.
I think two things. When it comes to dating, I kind of want to get
dating.
Well, no, because I'm gonna get into friendship too. If it comes to dating, I want to know a bunch of this stuff right away so that if our values don't align, I'm not even gonna go on a
yes.
second date with you,
gotcha.
Or I'm not even gonna like talk to you again because like I want to know, do you want to have kids? Do you believe yeah. in God? Like all this stuff. Because if you don't want to do these things that I find value in, why would I take you out on a second date? Why would I waste any more time with you?
Yeah.
Because like
yes.
I'm at a certain age, I want to take things seriously. And so then, number two, with friends, like, it's like, I don't know, sometimes you only have a short amount of time with somebody and you won't see them again for a long time. And then like, so in that little bit of time, I think it is kind of important to get the BS out of the way sometimes. But you could be right too, because it could be overwhelming for the person that you're talking to. Like Tia today, when I asked her about her wrist, she was probably like, wow, that's
a we were having such a good conversation.
Sick question.
It was so nice. And she was joking with us and he was like, so how's your wrist? And she's like, oh. And then moved away and talked to someone else. I was like, bro, really? This, the one thing she probably doesn't want to talk about today.
Yeah, she came back.
I think I'm more willing to be patient for a relationship with a friend, you know, because you're probably around them more.
Yeah, for sure.
Get to know them better, build the friendship. Whereas if I'm interested in somebody and dating someone, if our values don't align.
Potentially different,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Maybe more, if I'm potentially going to be friends with you, it's going to be long. I don't know anything about dating, so I just date my wife. I take my wife out. I'm like, so weather is pretty nice. Do you see it rain? She's like, it's raining right now. And I'm like, oh
wow.
So I'm like, do you want kids someday?
What do you think about death?
Yeah, what do you do? What do you even do with your time?
Yeah. Oh, man.
So funny.
Polly, what do you think about death?
Oh, man, we've had this conversation.
What happens after death? Or
yeah.
That's that YouTube video you sent me, remember? It really made me super depressed.
Oh, good. Yeah,
why? What was this YouTube video?
So it's Alan Watts, Nature of God.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah.
I know essentially every word to this video because I've watched it so many times.
Do you listen to a lot of Alan Watts?
I specifically like this lecture a lot for some reason.
Do you know who that is?
He's a philosopher, and he talks about a lot of different things, but this one's specifically about God, and just talks about how purpose of being here, it can't all just be a coincidence or a mere fluke. So everybody's here for some kind of reason, and there's just no way that all of these houses could be built and all of these people could be here at this specific time for no reason.
Mm.
And it's just so interesting. And I've been thinking about this a lot. And I always talk to Roderick about it because
we have these like coincidences that they can't be coincidences.
Yeah.
Synchronicities.
So it's just so crazy. And I was talking to Ben about this a few weeks ago.
Ben
for
Smith?
Like Ben
Smith. Cross the Games Channel.
All right, good. I can put this in the title now, and I'm going to put the thumbnail with Ben Smith in it.
We said his name once, but it's in the title.
Ben Smith talks about death.
Yeah.
We talked about this for about an hour, and it originally started with Broken Science Initiative. And he was asking me, so Broken Science Initiative was started by Greg Glassman and Emily Kaplan.
He's going to send us a check for promoting it, right?
Yeah. So it talks about broken science nowadays and how a lot of the media is just basically feeding us all of this research, the science research that's been done, when a lot of it is just a misuse of statistics. So we kind of expose that.
What? They would never do that.
I know, right?
For 2 years, 3 years.
So it started out with that, and he was asking me about what this event was and what we talked about. I said, a lot of it's basically just telling the truth and getting people to understand what we're talking about and kind of how you can learn when something's being told on the news to think critically, basically. And he was like, he had said something about how it's basically people not living in reality who don't understand what's going on. I thought it was super interesting. And then we had eventually turned into stories in the Bible are all just stories of how you can apply them to reality, basically.
Is he a Christian?
Yes.
Okay.
And it's just crazy how just all of this ties into religion and the truth. I don't know. It's all just so crazy.
Maybe I'm thinking of a different YouTube video, but essentially it was like, what do you remember before you were born?
Nothing.
And it's like, that's what you experience after death. And I was like,
yeah, that's it's in the same.
I was like, man, that kind of sucks, man. Dude, I want something cool to happen. But I'm like, I mean, I don't remember anything.
It's
so.
Supposed to be like the South Park movie where Kenny dies and he goes up and sees a bunch of naked chicks with their boobs out.
Oh, my right God. From heaven. I know what part you're talking about. He talks about the contrary of things.
I thought you were talking about South Park. In order, like, I love that.
I love that.
In order for there to be nothing, there has to be something. Mm. In order for there to be light, there has to be darkness. Yeah. In order for there to be good, there has to be bad. And it's the same thing day to day. It's all just relative in what you're experiencing at this exact moment. And it can only go up or down. And you only know if it goes up or down because you've experienced
an up or a down.
Correct. Mm.
Yeah. What do you think about evil?
This is something he says. For something to be outstanding, there has to be something in
standing. Michael Scott, probably.
Probably.
You said, what do you think about evil?
Yeah, there's, yeah. I'm
oh,
like,
we actually
yeah.
did talk about this.
Do you think that evil is real? Do you think that, like, can you say, like, could you say somebody is evil? Is evil a thing?
I think yes, but I won't dig deep. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes, because this would be a huge tangent.
Well, I wonder.
Well, because then it's like goes into morals and what you believe and what is right, what is wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Then we could be here for a million years and this turns into a Christian podcast.
Yeah, and that's another thing about Broken Science is a lot of it comes down to morals and what you value. And so these people are putting big sugar. It's probably, I mean, it's not moral for to get these people to basically be unhealthy, you know, and make all this money off of it. But
the science and like health and longevity is really weird to me because I often, this might be a tangent too, but I often think to myself, what is actually the truth? Mm. And how do you decipher what the truth is? Because everybody has their take on how science is supposed to be conducted, right? But like, let me go for it.
P-Dog's like, no, actually, I'm a scientist, yeah. Guys. PhD.
So,
right research methods.
You have, like, the standard is that it's repeatable, right? And then you do RCTs or whatever. You do, like, randomized control trials and all this stuff. But a lot of times I think to myself, there's people like Lane Norton who go out there and they say, you don't know who Lane Norton is?
No. I consume very little content.
You really don't know who Lane Norton is?
No.
Oh.
Are people going to trash me in the comments?
Well, no, it's just interesting to me because weren't you into like the YouTube bodybuilding stuff for a while?
Yeah.
Macros, all that?
Matt Ogus.
Matt, yeah. Okay.
Physiques of Greatness.
Well, interesting. Yeah, Physiques of Greatness.
Yes. Chris,
do you know who Lane Norton is?
No.
He's a, what? Okay, what? Guys. Yeah,
so don't use that for the title.
He did. Okay. He's a PhD. He's just quick synopsis of who he is all or right. Whatever. He's a PhD. He's been in the industry for literally 20 years. And like Brad Schoenfeld, he's close with him. You don't know who that is either. You don't know who that is either. Brad Schoenfeld. He's like the leading expert on hypertrophy research. Lane Norton did his PhD in protein synthesis, basically. He's the dude who came out with like amino acids. Mm. He literally invented amino acids, the supplement. But
BCAAs?
BCAAs, yeah. BCAAs. He did
one-to-one?
Syvation was his brand.
Mm.
I don't exactly know, actually. But he now only sells EAAs because he went back on BCAAs. Anyways, he talks a lot about a lot of these dudes who are in the nutrition space now that I think we would probably all agree with, that like sugar is not great for you. It sends like signals to your brain to eat more, all this stuff. And he's like, calories in versus calories out is the only thing that you need to worry about. And like, he's like, yeah, the micronutrients are important, blah, 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 blah. So anyways, when I see both of those types of things, I'm like, you're both correct. But what is like the truth?
I just follow Liver King, whatever you
do. Just grab a freaking piece of liver and eat it.
But it's not necessarily the truth. It's the truth to them. That doesn't mean it's the truth to everybody.
But that doesn't exist,
though. Is there
such
thing as truth to everybody?
Yeah.
Because everybody's different. Like,
well, no, because science is everlasting. It's never.
But there's always like an answer, right? So it's like.
Yeah, but
like,
you don't know that it's 100%.
It will never be, right?
Yeah.
It can't be. It's impossible.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, okay, so for example, right, like you would say that energy balance is the way that you either lose, maintain, or gain weight, right? So like somebody could say their truth is like, no, actually eating 10,000 calories is my truth and that's how I'm going to lose weight.
That's something that you can prove is wrong.
Okay.
I can go, okay, show me. And then a month later,
Michael Phelps does it.
Yeah, but he burns 20,000 calories, whatever.
12,000,
so,
okay. Yeah. Put some respect on his name.
Yeah.
But I can go, okay, go eat 10,000 calories for each day for a month and show me that you can lose weight without burning more than that.
Or just,
and then
run a
they'll come back
day.
A month 10, later. 10,000,
then chops her leg off. They're like, lost weight. Proved it.
Proved it.
And he didn't give me any expectations here.
So, I mean, that's easy to disprove.
Yeah. What are the things that in Broken Science they're trying to, like, prove that are legitimate?
I mean, we're not trying to prove.
Or debunk.
So. I mean, not necessarily, like, debunk anything, but there's a difference between modern science and postmodern science. And postmodern science, a lot of it is just, it's based on peer review. And so I can write something up and go, hey, you should check this out. And check,
you have,
like,
the same values and morals
and
as I do?
Yeah, except tell me if you think this is right, like, check over my work, and then you can look over it and go, looks good to me. Mm. And then I can go out, publish it, and be like, it's peer reviewed, so this is right.
Oh, okay.
And then that's like a lot of what is published nowadays and said to be the truth. But then you also have to go look at who's funding this research.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, oh, the
Coca-Cola.
Yeah, Coca-Cola's funding this research that says sugar is good for you. It's like, I wonder why. Because they make all their money off of that. Or a study that says a piece of chocolate a day is good for you. Like, will save your life.
I love, like, the, you know? This consuming, you know, this much alcohol is awesome. You're like, what?
Yeah.
Are you sure about that? Like, I'm pretty sure a blueberry snack is better than a wine. Like, wine. Wine and cheese, you know?
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah.
It is interesting. I want to go to one of these Illuminati meetings that you go to.
It's so great. It's funny because it's such an eclectic group. You have a bunch of people who are professors at, like, universities and stuff who just are invested in academia. And then you have fitness people, like, from the CrossFit space. And so it's just two different worlds, but also focused on the same thing.
You guys know Andy Galpin?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so I don't know all of his credentials, but he's smart guy. Anyway, he has his PhD in exercise science or exercise performance or something, and he said he had to go to medical school for some amount of time, and he was talking about the difference between somebody who is in those classes for, like, health and exercise, et cetera, and then people who are going to be doctors and stuff, and they would describe somebody, and he would look at all their stats and be like, wow, that person's really fit. And then they'd be like, hey, so what's wrong with this person? And all the people who are going to the doctor's side, it's like, oh, this person has all of these issues. And he'd be like, oh, like, this is a sick person. But if this person was exercising and, like, on the exercise side of things, having, like, this low heart rate and this blah, blah, I don't know.
I have a good,
yeah.
I can't really, like, explain it very well, but it was interesting where his perspective was so different than the people who, he would go, like, what, drugs? He's like, just have these people, like, exercise and eat a little bit better, and they'll probably fix all these numbers.
So, like, Emily Kaplan was talking about this on another podcast, but she was saying how a games athlete had posted their blood results on their story or something, and you look at a games athlete and go, I mean, they're fit and
strong,
they're healthy, you
shredded.
Know, like, they mm-hmm. look
healthy.
Good. Exactly. Yeah. And their LDL is, like, almost, I mean, it's super unhealthy. They're probably close to having diabetes. And you can go, that's not healthy.
Yeah.
You know, and so all of these athletes are, not all of these athletes, but a lot of these athletes are going, I need sugar for quick carbs and whatever. But in reality, in the long term, you're going to be metabolically deranged.
Well, there's a lot of, like distance or, like, endurance athletes that, like, end up getting type 2 diabetes
yeah.
when they're done with their career.
Oh, really? Yeah,
because
so,
of it. Yeah.
This there's a study on.
Is it peer reviewed?
I think it's the. I think it's the. I can't remember what it's called, but this Ironman had won. Bunch of championships and everything, he ended up getting type 2 diabetes mm-hmm. and was just super confused as to how he had type 2 diabetes.
Can't exercise a bad diet. Yeah,
that's exactly. Crazy. Yeah. Exactly. That's basically what it came down to. And he ended up changing up his diet, going to like zone 2 or... Not zone 2. Zone diet.
Zone 2 diet.
He was doing like a lot of zone 2 Ironman. So pretty much all of his training.
That actually, that does drive me nuts when I like, so like Matt Frazier or Chandler Smith, they're the ones who are like famous for saying that they eat Snickers bars or whatever, right? Aren't they the two CrossFitters that do that?
I mean, they're not like, I'm eating Snickers bars for dinner. They're
no,
like,
but
hey,
like in competition.
In between events, competitions, yeah. This is what I'm...
But what drives me crazy about that is that, like, the normal CrossFit person will take that and run with it.
Yeah.
And then they'll be, like, they'll be eating Snickers bars mid-workout. Or, like, you see these weightlifters that are, like,
Rice Krispie treats?
Yeah. They'll be, like, I'll get to that. But they'll be, like, I need these Sour Patch Kids before every single snatch that I do. Before every one rep snatch that I do. And I'm, like. Dude, you're...
For your 1 hour of fitness?
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, what are you saying? This doesn't... You could go fasted. You'd be fine, you know? Yeah, like, it's just... It's interesting to me because I even did fall into that, too. I'd, like, have... And, dude, I love Rice Krispie Treats. But I would have, the big Rice Krispie Treat before a workout. And, I recently came to the thought of, like, why didn't I just, like, eat some strawberries or, like, mango?
Or, like, you know, your other... Your diet will sustain you.
Yeah.
Probably eating enough calories. You don't need the extra calories. These guys are doing... 15 events in a weekend or during their day. We just got from Proven, and you see these guys, they're like on their fourth workout or piece of the day. And it's not like their piece was 3 minutes long. It was, they did a zone 2 piece. That was an hour. And then they did, you know, an hour of mobility. And then they did a Metcon, and now they're lifting and they're doing this. They can't keep up. And they can't consume enough calories on the time they're not at the gym. So they do calories that they can use while they're at the gym.
Yeah.
Most of us aren't those people.
They need to do all that work to keep up with me anyway. So.
There's a man who came and snatched an NPR right now.
That's true. We're sitting here and I'm like, oh my gosh, dude, my leg is going crazy. Yeah. I don't know. It's a weird thing. I find it funny how like people take it and run with it.
Well, they hear what they want to hear.
Yeah. Oh, a Snickers bar. Okay. Yeah.
You can eat a Snickers.
I'll eat a Twix.
Yeah. You didn't eat 3,000 calories before you got to the gym.
Right.
Oh, you did actually. Yeah, you need another.
And it was fried chicken.
Yeah. You stopped at 7-Eleven for breakfast.
Yeah,
a big gulp.
So we went to Proven headquarters the past couple of days. What do you guys think? Is this your first time here?
So nice to Nashville or to
Proven Maine. And Nashville.
Yeah, it just is like grand opening. It's like just opened. You know.
But haven't you been here? Haven't you been?
I've been here. Last time I was here, the rig was up. And they had a majority of the equipment, but it wasn't open to the public yet. So
dang. It's so nice. Yeah. It's like everybody that I've talked to who wishes they could have a facility and the things that they have in the facility is what we all wish we could have. You know, you're like, I would like to have like a nice office space. Got it. Offices for employees. They got it. A space that is out of the way if people need to like be focused, a place for classes to happen. I'm assuming they're going to have recovery. They're going to have, I don't know if it's like a doctor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Dr. Tom McCoy.
Yeah, there you go. Doctor is going to be there. So it's the whole
shebang.
Yeah, there you go. But there's a word before that. Coffee. There's something in shebang. What is it? The whole chip and shebang? I don't know. Anyway.
Kit and caboodle.
Kit there you go. That's good too. But it's sick.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
As Heather would say, it's sick.
It's sick.
No, I don't use the word sick. I'm sorry, that was my generation.
That was your facial expression that I was doing.
What do you
when you get excited?
I would probably say cool. What's the other word? What's the other word that you always say for something that's cool?
Dope.
Dope.
Yeah, so it's
dope. Dope.
Dope.
It's fire.
Fire. It's fire. That one I learned too. Yeah.
Which one's the one that Travis was really upset by you using in Legends?
At
Legends?
High key?
High key?
He doesn't like that word.
High key or low key?
Oh, high key.
Right?
Yeah.
High key.
High key, or, like everybody knows.
Yeah.
It's and high key.
It's
like,
the opposite of low key. Like, hey, keep this low key.
Or it's like, that's...
High key, I love that.
I don't know if I would be able to use that properly.
You're like really showing your age right now.
Was hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, quads right now. Okay. Hikey. Hikey hurt. Up, okay. All right. My goodness. No cap. For real.
I think there was another word though. You're right. I can't remember what it is.
There was something. I was like, geez, Travis, why are you so upset by these words?
It's probably because he has younger daughters who say it to him all the time.
Yeah,
I think lit was the other one. Wasn't it lit?
I don't say lit.
I say lit.
You say lit?
All the time. Lit AF.
Lit AF. Yeah. Yeah, he doesn't love that one. I know that. We should end with a question. What's the question?
How's the weather today?
Yeah. Rolo, if you could talk to your older or younger self, yeah. Which one would it be?
Is that your favorite?
No, that's a question she asked me.
My older self.
And why?
What would you say?
Oh my gosh. I would ask if everything's going to be okay.
That's what I said.
Wait, which one? Your younger self?
Older self.
Older self?
Yeah.
I said the same thing.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you want to know, right?
Yeah.
Anxiety, but it has to be. Anxiety is thinking about the future, and I have a lot of anxiety. Always.
Do you think about that a lot?
Constantly.
Really?
Yeah, I want to make sure that I'm like old with my wife and on a rocking chair like at the end of my life.
Huh.
And if I'm scared, I won't get there.
Why are you scared about that?
I don't know. What if she, like, what if I'm gone or she's gone?
All right, let's shut the camera.
Why? Because you start crying?
No, now I'm depressed. No.
I mean, I was answering honestly.
Yeah, no, I get that.
But I always think about, and if you were to go the other way and talk to your younger self, you would say everything's going to be okay.
No, I wouldn't.
Right now.
I wouldn't.
But everything's okay right now.
No, I would tell him like, yo, man, every idea you have, start doing it the second you think about it. I've had so many ideas that I passed up on, or I thought, well, people are going to judge me for doing this, or nobody's doing this, and I thought it was stupid. And now, 10 years, 12 years later, I'm like, yo, if I would have done this, I would have put myself in a better spot. And when people are like, I would never change anything. If it made me who I am. Brother, if I could be better, I would change a whole lot.
Yeah.
I would change so much. And like, I don't need to be exactly who I am right now. I would love to be better. I'd love to be more ahead. Not that I'm not grateful for where I am, but why not go and set myself up for more success, or for being in this position sooner, or helping more people, whatever. I could have done all of that sooner if I just not, yo, young Rolo, it's gonna be okay. Mm. It'd be like, hey man, when you have ideas, trust yourself to go out and do those ideas and do the best that you can at them, because they're good, like there might be good ideas.
Do you deal with that anymore, where like you wonder if people are gonna judge you or if you should do something based on other people's opinions of it?
I try obviously not to care, but it's challenging when it's a lot of people saying something similar, or I don't know. Yes. But I'm not afraid of not doing things. Now, every time I have an idea, I'm like, I'm just going to go try that and see what happens.
Yeah.
And I'm happy that I do.
That's good.
Yeah.
No.
What about you?
Yeah, which one? You which question?
You got to answer your own question.
The same thing. I would, but I think I'd actually.
Her younger self is literally a baby. So. Gaga. Paulina.
But I always think about, this is more current, but I just tell myself that everything's going to be okay. Yeah. But I make sure that there's kind of no other option for it to not be okay. So, yeah.
What about you?
Yeah, I think I would talk to my older self for sure. Just about what the future looks like. Yeah, that's it.
I feel like I'd only want to talk to my younger self if I could also go back in time.
Yeah.
Like that guy's whatever.
I wouldn't want to go back in time.
No, I would love to go back in time.
To when?
Whenever. If I could get any day back, like
yesterday.
Time is fleeting.
Wait, like that you could experience it again?
Or redo stuff.
Yeah. No. Except I agree with that.
Don't redo. I'm so dumb. Just kidding.
I go redo any day except my open workouts.
Yeah. Just don't put me back in those. Yeah.
I think I would. If I could like relive some life, I would definitely relive some life.
100%.
Yeah. When you have kids too, you'll definitely feel that way.
I mean,
way.
Yeah, obviously you'll always want more time, but I don't know if I would want to go back and relive
being 16.
Yeah.
I'd go back to 16.
Dude, 17 was the best.
What about you, Heather?
Well, I said talk to my younger self originally on the show. But because if I could go back in time and redo some shit.
For sure.
That's mainly why. But
so now what if you had to choose speaking to your older self?
I think I would still talk to my younger self.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How do you do that if you went in the future? I'm confused.
Wait, what?
So what if you had to speak to your older
self?
She's like, if I went in the future, I would also talk to my younger self because I'd also learn how to build a time machine in the time machine. It's my older self, so.
Because the older self knows how to build a time machine.
Yeah.
What's the question? If I had to?
If you had to, what would the questions be or what would you want to know, say, et cetera?
Yeah, I mean, I would just ask what should I do?
Mm.
What mistakes might I make that I should look out for?
Gotcha.
I don't know. What should I do? What, you know, I think I know, like at this age, I think I know all those answers. That's why I'm like, I don't think I need to talk to my older self.
I was going
to
say, in 10 years, you're going to look back. You're like,
you're an idiot.
I knew nothing.
Yeah. I think now I'm old enough that I think you have a better understanding of the things that when you're even older that you might think about now. But because I am a parent, because I have a career, because I've done a lot of life already. Mm-hmm. So I'm not saying I know everything. That's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying like that I won't make mistakes or whatever. I'm just saying that when I was 20, I didn't know anything at all. Now I'm 35. I've been through some stuff, so
yeah,
I get it.
Answer the same question in the comments, and thanks for coming. Yeah. You can subscribe or don't, or do whatever you want, because if we
roll
ask you,
ending.
It's kind of annoying that we do that. I know, I get it, so it's okay. We don't like make our living doing this. It's
subscribe. Thanks for watching.